Tia Mitchell, you are the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Florida Times Union in Jacksonville, and you're also a Florida A&M University grad. Full disclosure, I am as well. And this past week, there was a Board of Trustees meeting that pretty much had the effect of what appeared to be letting their president, Elmira Mangum, possibly go at the end of April. What led up to this decision?
This decision has been weeks, if not months, in the making, because the last time the Board of Trustees met, they were facing a deadline in which they needed to decide whether or not to renew Dr. Mangum's contract. And they decided to let that deadline pass with no action. And so that was the first indication that the Board of Trustees might be willing to allow the president to leave when the contract expires in April. But this meeting this past week was about her evaluation. And that was an opportunity if the Board of Trustees, you know, felt good after evaluating her and taking a step back to really gauge her performance to maybe decide to start those talks of keeping her. But what we saw at that meeting was there was not enough board support to keep her. And there was even indication that some board members were ready to part ways even before April.
And after the meeting, Dr. Mangum herself began talking about possibly a March 31st exit date. Where did her troubles with this board begin? Some would say that this probably started around exactly when she was hired.
Yes. It started almost immediately because Dr. Mangum, it's several things. Number one, this is her first time being a president. So she had a steep learning curve. Everyone knew that. But I think, you know, 6 months in, people started to complain. When I say people, board members began to complain that her learning curve was a little bit too steep and they didn't see the progress, particularly when it came to managing the politics of the job and the people skills part of a job. You know, being a university president is as much about academic offerings and student and faculty and budget management as it is about managing relationships and fundraising, being a figurehead in the community, and getting along with your board. Mm-hmm. And that's something Dr. Mangum has struggled with. Not so much, the board is very different than when she first got hired. So it's not so much that she has the personality conflicts with the board members as she had perhaps when she was first hired with certain board members. So the personality conflict has been mostly eliminated, but it still is the complaints from even the new board members that she doesn't communicate enough, that she's not transparent enough, and that she is not meeting their expectations as a president.
You know, when we start talking about the issue of relationships, I know, you know, a lot of people will hear that and think, well, that's kind of a subjective measure. This is a woman who, you know, by all accounts, is very accomplished. She did her doctorate in HBCU leadership. She previously worked at Cornell University in their finance. She was the head of their finance department. So some will say, well, we're judging her on relationships. That's really subjective. And I think it was Trustee David Lawrence, though, who said it during the meeting. He said, you know, it is the legislature that holds our purse strings. And if we can't form relationships with the people who hold our money, then we're really struggling. And that, you know, made me wonder, what are sort of the things that we value in a president? Do we value a president that has 40 years of hard higher education experience and budget and finance? Or do we really want in a university president someone who can, you know, in the words of David Lawrence, schmooze people?
And I think, so ideally you want a president who can do it all, or a president who understands their weakness and gets staff members who can help fill in the gaps where they're not strong. And so I think part of the criticism of Dr. Mangum is the places where she's weak, as outlined in her evaluation last year, that they don't believe she did enough to address those deficiencies. And so several trustees were saying, we're making the same complaints another year. And it's not just with relationships with the board members where Dr. Mangum is perceived as deficient. She's done all right with the legislature, but has she, you know, really built herself up as someone who's visible in the Capitol during the session? Not really. She has never quite won over the faculty, particularly the faculty senate and the faculty union, those faculty leaders on campus. The National Alumni Association, again, they do a lot of fundraising and things with the university, but is there a close relationship with the president's office? It doesn't appear to be so. Where she has excelled so far is with the rank and file students. I think that's, and if you look at her evaluation, I think she's received high marks on that. So it's, my perception is, it's not so much that Dr. Mangum has been a failure all around. It's that she's been perceived by the board as not excelling enough to justify a contract extension.
So what happens next? You know, right now, it does look like April 1, she may not be the university president, although it also appears that the board still left itself a bit of wiggle room with that. But how big of a challenge will it be for Florida A&M University to find yet another president after three presidents in the last decade, more if you count the interims?
Right. That is the concern. And I think that's why Board of Trustees members did take, you know, a cautious approach at the meeting instead of saying, let's part ways now or let's start a search now. They said, let's form a committee. Let's figure it out. Let's include Dr. Mangum on the committee. Let's include different stakeholders and figure out a way to move forward, because they will meet again in September. So I do think that if Dr. Mangum's contract is not extended, the board will focus on an interim who might come from the inside, not necessarily hire an interim from the outside. And I think that interim will probably stay a while. I would think the smartest move would be not to launch a national search anytime soon. Perhaps what the university might do is select an interim that if they're satisfied with, they might just keep permanent altogether.
Yes. Well, Tia, thanks so much for talking with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.